this morning, you're going to be listening to Franz Borchardt and Richard Sprinkle taking over for Brian today, and we're going to have pretty much 3 hours of just fun. In the first hour, we're going to be talking law. In the second hour, we're going to be talking law. Third hour, we're actually going to be talking storms and
law.
So for those who don't know, Richard, you're a regular guest now.
Yeah.
So regular guest, Franz Borchardt, local attorney. I'm normally on Brian's show for Legally Served. Richard and I actually have a show on Talk 107.3 that we've reinitiated, reignited.
It's a reboot.
I don't know if it's a reboot.
No, it's not a reboot because it's not recycled.
Called Legally Unfiltered. Yeah, that's right. Legally Unfiltered. I don't know any other unfilters that are out there, but we're the real Legally Unfiltered.
We're Legally Unfiltered.
Yeah. I don't really know that either one of us have, like,
a filter
trademarks over unfiltered. So, yeah, we're going to be doing some different stuff. And we're going to start in our backyard. There was a suit, a civil suit filed in the Madison Brooks case. I don't know if you've been tracking that case or not, but in the Madison Brooks case, the attorneys for the accused, who, by the way, they're accused, they're presumed innocent. I got to make sure I say that so I don't want us to be sued.
We do have a presumption of innocence in this country.
In the Madison Brooks case, a lawyer for two men, this is from WBRZ, arrested in rape of LSU student Madison Brooks, is suing media personality Nancy Grace over comments made during her broadcast. But it doesn't, wait, not just Nancy. They're suing Madison Brooks' mom.
Yep, optics. Can I just point out, this is the first attorney in the history of the state of Louisiana who didn't make darn sure his name got into the article?
I got to tell you, no disrespect to WBRZ. I know that they're an affiliate. But, like, you couldn't put the attorney's name in the article once.
Like, who is this
lawsuit
guy?
Filed on behalf of defendants Kaysen Carver and Everett Lee aims to collect damages for what?
Defamation.
From Nancy Grace, Fox News Network, Heart Media, and Ashley Bustert?
Bouster?
I don't know how to pronounce her name. God bless you, Ashley. Madison Brooks' mom!
Yep.
You're suing the mom of the victim.
The mother of the victim. What? What?
So the lawsuit says that Nancy Grace did multiple stories on Brooks' case, strayed from the facts. Heavens, no. And strayed from the facts. Now, here's the thing. And I know we've got a couple of segments in this first hour. We got to talk about what defamation is. What's the standard? What's the defense to defamation?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So normally there's two defenses to defamation. Sure. Truth.
Truth and opinion versus fact.
Opinion right. versus fact.
We gotta break this down.
So if I said, hey, I think John, shout out to John on Master Controls this morning.
Right.
Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning.
If I say, John, I think John killed somebody. You think. That's an opinion.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Alleged.
It's allegedly enough. You know, I'm a big fan of the word allegedly.
You are.
You're a big fan of allegedly?
I think you've got it tattooed somewhere.
Oh, my gosh. So for those who've been living under a rock, these defendants are accused. They are presumed innocent of sexually assaulting Madison Brooks.
Third-degree rape.
Yeah. And then ultimately, rape where she is unable to
consent. Right.
That is the allegation. I'm not saying, Richard's not saying.
That's the accusation.
To be clear,
made by
lawyers for these guys, don't sue us, bro.
No.
So the allegation is that Nancy, who's a, for those who don't know who Nancy Grace is, kind of a talking head for true crime.
Bit of a firebrand.
I have never been on Nancy Grace's show. I got to tell you, that's a box I want to check, though.
Well, so look, just even the title of the show, Left for Dead, the Madison Brooks story. Like,
is that a kind of incendiary? I mean,
you know?
Is it a factual dispute that whether they sexually assaulted her or not, she gets out of the car and then she gets hit by another car?
But did they factually leave her for dead?
Don't know. Don't know.
Don't know. So, all right, to prove a defamation case, there's some things you got to do, right? Like, we have these things called elements, you know?
So, for any good civil suit, I'm just a criminal defense attorney.
I'm just a poor Southern attorney.
I'm a caveman. So we've dabbled in civil work before.
Dabbled?
We've dabbled.
I've done more than dabble.
We've done some civil work.
Yeah.
So that, here's the thing. One, you got to have damages.
That's the tricky part.
Number two, yeah. Are these guys torpedoing their own case by amplifying the media content?
Maybe.
If you're just now tuning in, Franz Borchardt, Richard Sprinkle talking about Nancy Grace, the Madison Brooks case lawsuit.
They torpedoing their own jury pool is
well,
my
okay.
Question.
So go through the elements of defamation.
All right. So you got to prove five things to prove defamation. First, you got to prove that there were defamatory words. Second, those words had to be released in an unprivileged publication. They have to be false. They can't be true. They have to be false. There has to be actual or implied malice. And it has to result in injury, and that's where the damages come in.
So, right? So first question is, as a talking head, Nancy mm-hmm. Grace is a true crime talking head. If Nancy Grace says something, do we take it seriously? I think there's an argument, yes.
There's a double-edged
sword. Some people do.
There's a double-edged sword there. Because she's a member of the media, yes, we take it a little more
seriously.
She's
a public figure.
She's a public figure. So we take it a little more seriously. And number two, there's a presumption that people in those types of positions have an education on what they should be doing and shouldn't.
So we're going to be hitting a break in about a minute. The question I pose to you, the question I pose to the listeners and viewers, if you're on Facebook Live, please chime in. Shout out to Troy. Shout out to Renee on Facebook Live right now. Does Nancy Grace's thoughts, opinions, do her thoughts and opinions on this case, on their guilt, shape a local, it's a national platform, does it shape our local potential jurors?
It's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends on how many viewers are Nancy Grace fans.
If I'm representing those guys.
That's what I took from it.
So there's two defendants, two different counsel. If I'm representing either one of them, I'm not handling the civil suit.
Absolutely not.
Now, what would be the motivation for filing a civil suit?
Money. That's the only motivation.
What do you get out of a civil suit?
Out of civil suits, you can only get one of two things. You can either get money, or you can get somebody to either do something or stop doing something. That's it. That's the only two things that come out of civil suits. Injunctive relief or payola. That's it.
So we're living in a world where now we have bloggers, podcasters, people from different networks, Fox News, CNN.
Turtle Boy.
The Turtle Boy.
The Turtle Boy. That's right.
Shout out to Turtle Boy. Free Turtle Boy. His trial's coming up in July. We may talk about, we'll talk about Karen Reed and Turtle Boy in a bit.
Yeah.
Turtle Boy, for those who don't know, is a blogger who is being prosecuted now in Canton, Massachusetts.
Don't spoil it all.
Okay.
Don't spoil it all.
For obstruction.
They have to wait. They have to listen in
later. All right.
Later.
So as someone who does guest legal commentary, both on Talk 107.3, hashtag legally served.
Yep.
On a radio show that you and I do, a podcast radio show that called Legally Unfiltered.
I've heard of it.
Yes. How many times are we going to plug Legally Unfiltered today?
Just 10
so
more.
Here's the thing. I don't want to be sued.
No, it's not fun. I don't care who you are or what you do or how tough you think you are. There is a weird feeling in the pit of your stomach when a knock at the door comes, you open it, and it's a sheriff's deputy handing you paperwork.
Okay, we got about a minute, less than a minute. Do you think this has legs? And by the way, for those who are not in the legal world, that has legs means essentially, are they going to get paid? Are they going to get paid?
I think this could potentially have legs. Well, it's for sure it could be a quick money grab for a quick settlement. I don't know.
Isn't her defense, and we'll talk about this some more, isn't her defense going to be, this is my opinion.
Yeah.
I think he did it. I predicted that Karen Reed was going to be acquitted. I absolutely believe she hit him with that car.
Okay.
That's an opinion. So companies that have swag. Okay, this is our next topic.
That's why the gratuitous
next topic. Companies that have swag. If you've got a law firm hat, and it's easier if it's a law firm Yeti. If you have a law firm Yeti, you're drinking out of that Yeti. That's your Yeti. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that's no question. If I have a law firm dry fit Nike hat, hypothetically, just throwing that out there. Is it okay to wear your own law firm hat?
Absolutely.
Is
Why
it?
Not?
Absolutely.
I mean, I think if it's cold and you're wearing your law firm fleece, which both of us separately will do, right?
Right.
Nobody's going to call that into question. In fact, I think people love it and they think it's cool. And more than any other item of swag I have, people are like, hey, can I get one of those fleeces? Okay?
Yeah.
But your hat or a t-shirt.
Why not?
And I'm thinking of PCU. I'm thinking of the movie PCU. Don't be the guy that wears the rock band shirt to the rock concert. Don't
well,
be
that's,
that guy.
That's bogus anyway.
Yeah. Okay. But
I'll be at a concert in a couple of weeks, and I might be wearing the shirt of one of those bands.
So for those listening out there, for those on Facebook Live, I want to know, if you're working for a company and they have swag, is it okay for you to wear your company's swag? I mean, I guess it depends on the company, right?
Right, yeah.
Like, you know, if it's like Planned Parenthood, maybe you're not wearing that hat, right?
I don't know that I'd be wearing a Boeing shirt
Richard Sprinkle not that Richard Sprinkle or Franz Borchardt have any ill feelings towards Planned Parenthood one way or another.
I'm trying to steer it away from that.
Okay, so now, what was the one you just mentioned?
I don't know that I'd be wearing a Boeing shirt right now, for example.
I mean.
But I love how these bands nowadays take it to the next level where they're wearing their own band
they
t-shirt
wear their
while
own band
they're performing.
While they're performing. Yeah.
Isn't it next level marketing? Kind of the same. I mean, like,
right.
If I walked into a courtroom and I had a jacket on, like NASCAR style jacket that had Borchardt Law Firm across the back of it.
Watched Idiocracy recently?
You would laugh me out. You would laugh me out of the courtroom. But if a band, like if Motley Crue gets on the stage and is wearing a Motley Crue t-shirt that they're also selling in the back.
Which they have been known to do, by the way.
Right. Well, that's a little different. They've done that. They need the money.
I mean, yeah.
Coming out of retirement.
No, not sell
so
a shirt.
Many times,
yeah. I'm saying, like, they would wear, the lead singer Vince Neil would often wear the band's tour t-shirts.
To sell the tour
on
t-shirt.
Stage during the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Why not?
I'm just asking questions here.
Well, why not? I don't see a problem.
So, like,
with
I think it's okay.
Yeah. So the swag.
When you go into Costco, the guy's wearing a Costco t-shirt.
So the swag that people ask me for, because I have Yetis, and then I've been reading a lot of Brene Brown.
You got
recently.
Money to hand out Yetis?
Hold on, I've been reading a lot of Brene Brown, so we're vulnerable. I'm vulnerable. I got some fake Yetis. The RTCs.
Yetis.
The RTCs. Which, by the way, I'm taking a firm position on this one. The RTCs work just as good as Yetis.
Okay.
Why you got to spend extra money on a Yeti?
Right, yeah.
I'll remember that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll remember
we're
that
living
next
in a culture
yeah.
where Stanleys are cool again.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember Stanleys when you and I were younger?
The ones my granddad took
to
work? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I have one in the garage.
So
it's
point is,
drink out of it
Yetis are a common thing. Nobody really, like, I don't get asked a lot for the hats. Although people have asked me for the hats before. I don't get asked
no,
a lot for the hats.
No, they don't want the $45 Yeti.
Everybody wants the $60 to $75 fleece.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not right now, they don't.
I like to go, so dry foot. Now, I do have some dry fit, like, Columbia shirts.
Ooh.
But those are me. I wear those.
Yeah.
I don't give those away. Does your law firm, Longman Jackaback, see, second time I've said it.
Yeah.
Longman Jackaback, third time. Do they have good swag?
Longman Jackaback has great swag. There's Longman Jackaback, long sleeves, Longman Jackaback, stickers, Longman Jackaback. I don't know. We'll have to ask Miss Jackaback when she gets here. When it comes to swag, John,
can you go too far?
Oh,
like talk, we're in Talk 107.3 studio right now. We're in Guaranteed Broadcasting.
Yeah.
Can you go too far with swag?
I don't know. I mean, think of Kiss, right? We're talking about bands and 80s. Kiss put
Gene
their name
Simmons
on
the
everything.
Master of swag, yes.
Everything.
Yes.
From coffins to.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything.
Coffins, lunchboxes, remote control vans.
Yes.
Phones. Transistor radios, jackets, belt buckles, phones. I can't think of a product that there's not a Kiss virgin.
Basically, from coffins to condoms, Kiss has their name on it.
Waffle makers, yeah.
They literally have their name on it.
Yep.
Kiss condoms.
Yes. Yeah. That's.
Is that Gene Simmons' tongue?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Dude, you went
feel
there.
Like, I feel like that we're about to be
you
taking a minute.
There. Yeah, just wait for the phone to ring.
You know what? I don't have any stats to back this up. So what I'm about to say is not probably accurate.
So it can't
I
be
feel
defamatory.
Confident that out of all the guests that Brian Haldane has on a weekly basis, my segment with Brian, and by extension now you being here, we're probably the most popular.
Oh, I guarantee when you and I are together, either with or without Brian. Sorry, Brian.
So
I'm Liz Clayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We got about 30 seconds, but here's the question: what is that off the wall swag? Like, what is that next level? Like,
what is the swag
Borchardt,
too far?
Borchardt Law Firm Switchblade. Borchardt Law Firm holster? Like, I don't know. I'm asking questions.
Depends on what neighborhood you're in.
Oh. Well, after this break, we're going to have Legally Served, and we're going to talk about President Trump.
Absolute immunity. That means I got to act right.
I think it's time for Legally Served.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
You're out of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
It's time for Legally Served with attorney Franz Borghardt.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
I'll allow it.
An open and honest discussion about how the law applies to the headlines.
You not only insult me, but you insult the integrity of this court.
The defendant is not guilty.
The defense is wrong.
But somebody in this courtroom is.
I'm being charged with a crime. A
trial by court martial.
Is that what this is? I'm being charged with a crime?
Legally Served with attorney Franz Borghardt.
Don't tell me what I know and don't know. I know the law.
All right. It's that time of the week, Wednesday. Legally Served. Normally, I'm here with Brian.
Normally.
The part of Franz Borghardt will be played by Richard Sprinkle. Big shoes to fill. Do you remember that movie, Idiocracy?
Oh, do I?
What was the name of the president in Idiocracy? Camacho?
Yeah.
Former, like, wrestler.
Dwayne Wayne Camacho.
Do you sometimes feel like we are, like, heading in that trajectory where art is imitating reality?
Oh, yes.
So United States Supreme Court came out with a huge decision about whether or not presidents can be prosecuted for things they do during their presidency or after their presidency
that they did during.
Yes.
Right, right.
So, set us up.
So, yeah. Chief Justice John Roberts released the Trump of the United States decision on the 1st. And long story short.
It's a long decision.
It's a very long decision. It's about 119 pages. Now, mind you, there's a whole lot of dissents and concurrences and everything else. But the reality of it is a president cannot be criminally prosecuted because he has immunity for official acts done during the tenure of his office, specifically if those acts are during the exercise of his core constitutional powers, he gets absolute immunity. Now, all the remaining acts, in other words, not part of his core constitutional powers, but part of presidential powers, he's also entitled to a presumption of immunity. Now, What do you think that means by presumption of immunity?
He's probably immune.
Well, you get a presumption of innocence in criminal
trials. Break this down. So for our hardworking common folk who are watching this or listening to this radio show.
It's not derogatory at all, is it?
No, listen, I'm not talking about the hardcore listeners of Mornings with Brian Haldane that tune in every morning for Brian and John.
Right.
Not lawyers. What does this mean?
Okay, so here's the simplification of it. If you break out your little pocket copy of the Constitution, and everybody should have one, it's really not a long document, and you look in the Article 2 section that defines the presidency and how to become one and what they can do and this, that, and the other, all the stuff that's listed in there that says he can do, those are core functions of the president, and he gets absolute immunity
for any of them. Not qualified immunity.
Absolute immunity.
Now, some of this makes sense to me. And again, we are not... Regardless
but
of how you
extend
feel
it to where it doesn't.
Yeah.
Sense.
Regardless of how you feel about President Trump, and everyone has an opinion on former President Trump. Mm-hmm. We're not going there because this,
not
by the way,
this cuts both
all
ways.
Different directions, no matter who's president.
This is every president.
So
not just him.
Some of this makes sense to me. If I'm talking to the attorney general,
right.
Getting legal advice
right.
in my capacity as president and
the attorney general works for who?
The president.
He's
in the
part
country.
Of the executive department.
Right. And he gives me advice, and I follow that advice.
Or don't.
Like, that should be absolute immunity.
Absolutely.
Like, if I push the button to blow some country up, okay, that's a hyperbolic.
Yeah, because he doesn't actually push the button.
He doesn't push the button. He doesn't push the button yet.
No.
So, President Trump is now saying, well, wait, my conviction in New York should be overturned. Not Stormy, baby. Not Stormy.
No. Yeah, the conviction, that should all be overturned. So the question then is going to become, was the falsification of business documents done as a president? And in that case, does he get... I'm going to argue he doesn't get absolute immunity for that because that's not
within the
Constitution.
Decision? Who's making the decision?
Chief Justice John Roberts already did.
No. So who's going to, if this gets taken all the way up again, who makes the decision? Same court. Now, yeah. they do have language in this Trump decision about what would be examples of official duties, right?
Right.
One of the examples is talking to Department of Justice.
Uh-huh. Another one's pardons. Now, here's a good one. So somebody put out the hypothetical that said, let's say a billionaire comes to the president and says, here's $500 million. I've been indicted for something. Can you get me pardoned, get me out of this thing? And the president says, sure, cashes the check and does it. Is that now a crime? Apparently not. And people say, but why not? And then there's actually some cool historical stuff about this. If you go back to the post-Civil War, President Lincoln offered pardons to anybody involved in the Confederacy as long as they swore allegiance to the United States. Then they would get their pardon and they would get all their property rights back. People said, how can you do that? It's almost like you're giving them extra stuff. But the Supreme Court said, because that is a part of the pardon process and only the president can touch the pardon process, Congress can't do it, courts can't review it, the president gets to do what he wants.
Absolute immunity in this context is the inability to prosecute. Now, here's another question. Does the case qualify, whether that's federal prosecution only? What about state prosecution? Would it be a full faith and credit kind of thing? Would it be a separation of powers thing? I mean, like, look, and the far reaching ripple effect is, does Governor Landry now have absolute immunity to be prosecuted if he were to commit a crime?
He's not the president.
I get that. I'm just, by extension, would that be the argument? Absolute immunity, by the way, guys, that means absolute.
Yeah, and to be clear, some states have immunity for governors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe Louisiana does, but it might.
Is President Trump now bulletproof?
Teflon Don.
So, I have predicted, by the way, separate issue, I have predicted, speaking of pardons, if President Biden doesn't win his reelection, he's absolutely going to pardon Hunter Biden. It's absolutely going to happen. He's claimed he's not going to pardon Hunter Biden. He's absolutely going to pardon Hunter Biden if he doesn't win his election.
Oh.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
If you're just now tuning in, Richard Sprinkle, Franz Borchardt, Legally Served. We're tackling the United States Supreme Court. They came out with a whole bunch of weird cases.
Dude, I know. So many. Okay, so they destroyed one entire area of law.
Administrative law is out the window.
It just doesn't exist.
So we may have the time to go into that. That's the Chevron. They overturned a case
from the 80s.
That gave administrative agencies like the EPA, FDA, the ability to make essentially what we believe to be regulatory law.
Right.
Like, this medicine is good. This medicine is not good. This abortion medicine is not good.
They basically use scientists instead of congressmen and women to say, this level of something in your food is okay, but anything beyond that level is bad. And, you know, some people believe it's good to have scientists making these decisions or doctors making these decisions.
So we're going to be hitting a break soon. But I will say, I have never been a big fan, again, regardless of how you feel about President Trump, the prosecution that he was convicted of was a, quote, paper crime.
Well, yeah.
And candidly, it was a politically motivated prosecution.